Okay. What are we doing? Where are we going? Oh, yeah. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yes. My name is Tobe, and obviously I'm the chairman of this very Dubious Goals Committee. And what am I doing? Well, I'm sitting here in front of my TV. Am I watching Unimax or am I watching Galavision? I'm watching Galavision. All right. Why am I watching Galavision? Para el fútbol. That's right. I've got a Europa League game today. And now I'm trying to figure out when exactly does this start? Oh, probably soon. We're in the middle of the pregame show, and I don't know. It's not marked out correctly on the schedule. So anyway, I've got a football game coming up that I will watch in the Spanish language, even though it's an English team versus a Turkish team, and I'm watching the game in Espanol. Sí, es verdad. So that's great. That's what I'm doing. I'm also waiting for my tea to brew. I drank half a cup of tea and was just killing it off when I started thinking, oh, I got to do some Dubious Goals Committee business. So I made tea and now we got to wait. I still got to wait about 8 minutes before this tea is ready to go. So I'm looking longingly at the cup. Is it going to be too hot? Oh, wait. Are they telling me that there's another game on today? Yeah. Wait. Hoy means today, right? In Espanol? Sí. It does. Because, yeah. Then later there's another game on. Yay. An Austrian team. Versus who? I don't have my glasses on. Oh, versus an Italian team. An Australian team versus an Italian team on the Spanish language channel. Okay, this is great and all, but the bad news is I have to go to the doctor today. I have to go to the doctor today after the show here, so I'm actually going to miss part of this game. I'll probably miss the second half. And then I'll probably be back in time for the... Let me double check here. When is that? Yeah, that's right about when I'll get home. Plus, it won't start. Then it'll be a few minutes because pre-game stuff. So, yeah, I should be able to make it home for the second game. I'm pretty excited about that. So, yeah, going up to the hospital again today. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, again? Again today? It's not that I've already been to the hospital today. I actually went up there yesterday. I had to go up yesterday. I had a late appointment with the physical therapist. So yeah, I did my first physical therapy session yesterday. And it was unpleasant. Oh, it was mildly painful. But yeah. Wow. And I'm still kind of sore today. Yeah, I had to go up there and they get me in the room and the place and they say, okay, do this, do that, do this other thing. Move your arm like this, move your arm like that. And then they're measuring me with a special, I don't know, arm measuring device. What would be that? What would that be called? Well, a measuring device is a meter, and an arm measuring device would be I don't know. What's arm? My brain really isn't working today. Yeah, so I had to stand up and put my arm in various positions, which were at the limit of my range of motion due to my injury. They take measurements, they put this information in the computer, then they lay me down on the special torture bed or whatever it's called and make me do the whole thing over again, taking measurements the whole time, blah, blah, blah. Then they stand me up and they say, okay, take this stick, except it's not a stick. It's a plastic tube. It's the kind of plastic tube that goes in a golf bag that you put your golf clubs in. And they say, okay, pretend this is a cane. Now do this motion and try to go as far as you can this way and then that way. And so I'm doing all these, like, 1930s dance moves with a cane, right? That was fun? Nah, it wasn't fun. It was unpleasant. So I had to do all these things. Then I had to do them on my back. Then they say, okay, now do this one. And they show me this new thing to do and push your arms up like this. I'm like, ow, 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 ow. So how many did I have to do? There was like, I don't know. Where did I put the paper? Oh, the paper's upstairs, damn it. I should have brought that down here. So I had to do all these exercises with this cane, with this stick. And they're asking me, do you have something like this at home that you can do your exercises with? And I don't know what to say other than, yeah, I got a lot of stuff like this. Lady, you wouldn't believe it. Because what you are describing include but are not limited to scanner rails that I like to beat people with. Musical instruments, bottle rocket launching tubes, ramrods for cannons, etc., etc., etc. So I'm trying to decide, what do I want to use as my, you know, exercise device, my exercise tool, my exercise accessory? Do I want to use something heavy? Do I want to use a guitar? That's what I'm thinking I need to do. I think I'm going to start, you know, the guitar exercise program where you do all these exercises with your guitar. Is there money in that? Can I make money off this somehow? I don't know. So yeah, I'm going to have to do all these exercises once a day. So I'm going to be one of those guys that has to work out now. I'm going to be one of those guys, I can't do anything right now. I have to work out. Great. Now I'm one of those toolboxes. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Yeah, I get to be that guy. Yeah, I haven't done my exercises yet today. I haven't been up for, I guess I've been up for about 50 minutes, not quite an hour. But, you know, I had to eat. It took me a while to get out of bed because I was kind of sore, rolling around going, I'm a whiny bitch. Then I got up, ate my breakfast. Waffles. Then I had to get on my computer, do my emails. Everybody has to email me, and I have to email them back. Then I had to make tea, and I started doing this. So, what time is it? What are we doing? Yeah, okay. We can get the tea ready here in a minute. And, yeah. So, I'll be doing my exercises. I'm going to work out. I'm going to work out after I get back from the hospital. At which point I will also eat my lunch. Well, maybe after I do all these super exciting exercises. I'm trying to remember if I can remember them all, but I don't have to worry because there is a piece of paper upstairs that shows me all the exercises and stuff. Oh, look who just showed up. Hi. Who's a kitty? You gonna say anything? You gonna say, oh, hello, I'm a kitty? No. And there she goes. Into the bathroom. Oh, I put more food in your food bowl, so you're good. Oh, you're welcome. She said, "New." That was thank you. And now, it's been 10 minutes. Actually, I think it's been a little bit longer than 10 minutes. We can take the tea bag out of the tea, put it in the tea bag holder. And now, the moment of truth. How hot is this tea? I didn't get the water as hot as I normally do. I've come to the conclusion that a slightly cooler water temperature makes marginally better tea. Yeah, and that's good. Yeah, I like that. And it has something to do with, there's a range of flavor, a spectrum of flavor here. Yeah, that's pretty good tea, kids. It is a little warm. I'm really thirsty. I woke up super thirsty. Why am I so thirsty? I don't know. I do not know. Oh, wow, 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 wow. So, anywho. Gotta go up to the other doctor today. Here in a little bit. Approximately 1 hour from now. I gotta leave in about an hour. And what do I have to do at that doctor? I'm trying to think. Where are we? What are we doing? This is my other doctor who just had a baby and is now back from baby vacation. What do you call it? Maternity leave. So that'll be fun. I'm not looking forward to it because of various reasons. So much so that I actually have considered not going. But no, there's no getting around it. I gotta go up there. Otherwise they'll get mad and be weird about it. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. And I'm probably gonna get in trouble. Why? Because they... well, here's the short version of the story. They gave me a new medicine. They said, "Here, take this." And I said, "Oh, well, what about this?" And they said, "Oh, you'll be fine." And I thought, it sounds to me like I was getting the brush off there. Are you guys trying to bullshit our little Tobster? Huh, something's not right. And they gave me this new drug. They go, okay, we're going to call in the prescription. You go pick it up at the pharmacy, blah, blah, blah. I picked up the drug. I brought it home. And I said to myself, "Self, what is this stuff?" So I looked it up. I looked it up, and it's got a whole bunch of horrible, horrible side effects, including two that I'm extremely, extremely sensitive to. And then there's the other thing. Basically, this drug has a warning on it. Warning, this will give you cataracts. And I'm thinking, does our little Tobster want cataracts? I don't think he does. I'm not taking this crap. And the worst part of it is this is a very new drug, which also scares the hell out of me. This drug's only been on the market for a couple of years. And that always makes me nervous because I don't know if you ever watch TV, but have you ever noticed that you'll start seeing commercials about some new wonder drug? Oh, take this new drug. Talk to your doctor to see if blah, blah, blah is right for you. Blah, blah, blah. This is the new drug. It will help you. It cures everything. It'll cure you. It'll make you the perfect freaking human being that you're supposed to be, you failure. Well, maybe they don't say that exactly. But they talk about how great this new drug is and how it's just curing everybody and everything. And then you start seeing commercials 90 days later about, did you take this drug? Or somebody did you know take this drug and suffer a heart attack and or die? If someone you know, then call this number, 1-800-blah-blah-blah. We are lawyers. There is a class action lawsuit against the drug blah-blah-blah. Yeah, I've been watching that for the last couple of years. And so I haven't been taking this medicine that they gave me. Because why? Because I don't want cataracts. Yeah, you know, I really have to wonder, you know, why are you giving me this drug? Why are you giving me this drug that's going to cause a medical problem in the future that you are then going to have to deal with? That's bad doctoring. You're not helping. You're not fixing anything. You're just making it worse. You're just giving me a drug that you think might help do something, but it's also going to cause other problems. So then we have two problems, and now we got to take more drugs for the new problem. That's bad doctoring. That's bad theory of medicine. That's not good. This is not wisdom. This is idiocy. Yeah, but we sell more drugs. I know. I know you have stockholders. Do I look like an idiot? That's why I'm drinking tea. Now, here's the worst part. I'm going to go to my doctor's appointment today. Doctor is going to say, did you take the drug? I'm going to say, no. She's going to say, well, why haven't you been taking the drug? And I'm going to say, because I don't want cataracts. She's going to say, what? I'm going to say, because I don't want cataracts. And she's going to say, well, why, what? What makes you think it's going to give you cataracts? And that's the scariest thing she can say to me. Because then I will say, oh, it seems to me like you haven't read the literature on this medication. So if you haven't read the literature, why did you prescribe it? And if you're a doctor, why do I know more about this drug than you do? Oh, wait, you're not a doctor. You're just a licensed practicing nurse, whatever. You're a fake-ass doctor. You're giving me fake-ass drugs. You're not diagnosing anything. You're just throwing drugs at me to see what will stick. That's bad doctoring. Oh, wait, you're not a doctor. Yeah. That's what I've got in store for me. Coming up here in just about an hour. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. And look what's starting up. The football game. Hooray! Pretty excited. This is the second leg of this game. Bate is up by 1 on aggregate. So we're going to see what happens. Yeah, I got to tell you. This is part of the long story that I wasn't going to mention. But it's cooking in my brain. It's really bothering me. I've lost my faith in this office, in this doctor's office. Because I don't think they know what they're doing. And I just know I'm going to go today and say, why haven't you been taking the drugs? Because I don't want cataracts. What are you talking about? This drug doesn't cause cataracts. Yes, it does. Why don't you open up that PDR on your desk and freaking read it? You know, why don't you just take this little sheet that comes on the bottle and read it? It comes right out and it says, this drug causes cataracts. And that's the worst part. They're not going to know that. And that's just going to make me mad. Great. So you're not even reading up on these drugs before you prescribe them to me. That's why I have lost faith in you as a doctor, in this entire office. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Yeah. That's my life. Hooray! Oh, what are we gonna do? I don't know. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. So I have no idea how to handle this situation. I'm gonna try not to be mad. I'm gonna, you know, try not to split people's skulls open. I'm going to try really hard not to just punch everybody. I'm going to try really hard not to drop an artillery shell on this office building. And that's another thing I was thinking about. Yesterday when I was driving up to the hospital. Let's see, what intersection is that? I got to the intersection. It's about a mile and a half. Just drive straight up my street. Get out there, and I get, ooh, Aubameyang just scored. Nice. Okay, they're tied on aggregate. So anyway, I get to 99th and Military. You know, it's kind of at the top of the hill, and you get past that little stand of trees, that little copse of trees, and in the distance, on the next hill over, I can see the hospital. How far is that? Well, that's 72nd Street. I'm on 99th Street, so that's about, I don't know, is it 2 miles? I don't think it's quite 2 miles. But I thought, if I was going to shell the hospital, why would I do this? I love the hospital. It's like, could I hit this with a 90mm mortar from here? Oh, God, no, of course not. I think, okay, how big of a gun do I need to put on this hill right here? Boom, so I can shell the hospital. I don't want to hit the hospital. Basically, I want to hit the little outbuilding that my other doctors are in. The bad doctors who are prescribing me cataract-causing drugs. Oh. My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret. Calgon. So I want to sit there with my howitzer. At 99th and Military. The road that we built specifically for the armies to drive through our town. Military. Military Road. Military Avenue. It's a highway specifically for driving tanks on. Swear to God. And pew, could shell the hospital. Now that's what I'm worried about. Do you understand the concept of danger close? I don't want to hit the hospital. I want to hit the office building that's next to the hospital, which is across the street. And how close is that? Is it 200 meters? I think it's less than that. Is it 100 meters away? It's a little bit more than that. Either way, danger close. You know, just a little wind gust and the shell that I have going to drop on the doctor's office could hit the hospital. Innocent people. I don't want to cause any collateral damage. I want to be as accurate as possible. And that's why you have, that's why we have GPS-guided bombs. Oh. Tried to pick up my tea there and it hurt my shoulder. My other shoulder. Good tea. I like drinking tea. It's so good. No. What else am I doing today? I gotta eat. I ate that extra piece of pizza last night. It was delicious. And did I mention that? The other day, my dad and I went to Frank's, my favorite pizza place Oh my God, it's so good. It's so crazy good. And we hadn't been there in a while. And usually, you know, we walk out of there and we have like 3 or 4 pieces left over. And we take them home so we can enjoy them later. But we hadn't been there so long, in so long, and we were so happy to be there that we killed that entire damn pizza except for a single slice, which I brought home and I ate last night while I was watching more Gundam model reviews. It's ridiculous because you watch one Gundam model review on YouTube and then, of course, you get suggestions of all the other Gundam model reviews. And so then you get, oh, if you Mechagaikotsu viewers also watch, and then there's all these other people doing their reviews on the same damn Gundams. And then there's videos for the speed build of that exact model. And now I'm getting suggestions for this, what's her name? Gunpla Melly or something like that. She apparently moved into a new house and she's, you know, fixing up her Gundam display room. And I'm like, you have a room in your house for display? You know, I'm about to go off on her. But you have a room in your house for displaying your plastic models? It's like, well, I've got a war room, which is basically filled up with plastic models that I play with. So yeah, I guess I'm not one to talk pot calling the kettle black. So I don't know. I guess I can forgive anyone who needs an entire room to display their Gundam models. And I'm kind of thinking, do I want to go out with that chick? I mean, do I need a Gunpla girlfriend? You know, if I had a Gunpla girlfriend, maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I should find a Gunpla girlfriend, and in that way, I can just vicariously enjoy Gunpla through my girlfriend. And that way, I don't have to buy anything. And that way, I don't actually have to, you know, put anything together. And if I get in the mood to, you know, pose Gunpla, then I can just pose hers, and that's something we can do. It's like, oh, let's have date night. Okay, what do you want to do? Well, let's order some, you know, Thai food, and then sit around and, you know, pose Gunpla. We can pose these Gundam models in dynamic poses so that they look like they're fighting each other, and then we can take pictures of them and put them on the internet. Is that the kind of girlfriend I'm looking for? I don't know. Maybe. How am I supposed to know? So anyhow. Yeah. I guess I better put on some decent clothes and get ready to go to the doctor here in a few minutes. So I should probably tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, but you knew that already. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, which you also already knew. My name's Tobe. Another fact that you already knew. Yeah, it gets boring for me too, people, so don't know what to tell you. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.